Welcome to the Adult Autism, A Spectrum of Uniqueness podcast, a podcast series for adults on the autism spectrum or those who think they might be autistic. Here's your host, Chris Quarto. Hello, Autism Nation. Thanks for joining us again. And to the Adult Autism, A Spectrum of Uniqueness podcast. We're doing something a little different this time. We're actually doing a Zoom interview. So far, all of the podcast episodes have been audio, but I figured, you know what, it would be kind of nice to add some video to this. So Patty Loshman has been nice enough to join me today for today's podcast episode. And Patty, welcome here.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate the invitation.
Of course. Well, you know, I was looking for somebody to interview pertaining to autism, and I came across your practice called Thrive Autism Coaching. And I thought, man, that would be really cool to talk to you about this. So tell us what Thrive Autism Coaching is all about. What is it that you do?
Sure, absolutely. So we work with autistic teens and adults. So our clients have ranged in age from about 17 up to, I worked with a 65-year-old man one time.
Is that right?
And basically what we do is help them set goals that improve their quality of life in some way, in whatever way they define quality of life. And then as coaches, we help them figure out how to achieve those goals. So we may be breaking it down step by step. Sometimes there's an explicit skills teaching component to it. So we'll help them create a plan. We'll help hold them accountable. We'll help them learn the skills that might be holding them back from achieving those goals. And, you know, ultimately help them thrive per the name, right? And what we do, one thing we do that's quite a bit different than other autism life coaching practices is we work with the parents as well. So there is parent coaching out there for parents of autistic children, but there is not much that is effective for parents of teens and adults.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, people forget that autistic children become autistic adults on their own timeline, right? They're on their own timeline, and they may not reach those adult milestones. Just like there may have been some childhood milestones they didn't meet. And so sometimes the parents need to be more involved than they would expect to when their child turns 18, 19, 25, but they don't know what to do because the relationship the parents had with them as children no longer works, right? They don't, maybe don't want mom and dad's help.
Right.
Like they did before. So
well, let me ask you something, because you had mentioned goals. You kind of help people achieve goals. Mm-hmm. Give us an example of a goal that you might help a client work on.
Sure. Absolutely. So my most recent client tried college and found it challenging for a bunch of different reasons.
Sure.
So the goal that we're working on right now is studying for and taking some CLEP tests. So instead of just, you know, wasting a whole semester of college, we're kind of taking a step back. He's adapting to this new town, this new environment, but still doing something very productive that is going to probably get him ahead of where he would be had he finished the classes that he started. So doing the research, which CLEP tests will help with his major, you know, how do I study in a way that works for his brain?
Right.
How to register, how to, you know, get the test taken, all of, you know, breaking all of
very
that
practical
down.
So that's,
very
problem solving sort of.
Very practical stuff. Yes. Yeah. I love that word practical. Because everything we do is very, very practical.
You know, you focus on the teenage / young adult age. What made you decide that, that's the age I really want to focus on with my service?
Oh my goodness, lots of different reasons. One, the reason I got into this is because my son is autistic. So I have this very personal connection to it. And I have also homeschooled him for 6 years. So he was not learning anything in the public school system. It was not working on any level. And so I was, you know, this was not my dream to homeschool, but it was what he needed. So for the last 6 years, I've been homeschooling a very multi-exceptional human being and trying to understand how his brain works. So I was in another career. I worked as a sales consultant for a number of years and knew that I wanted to get out of that. And I actually thought about becoming a mental health therapist with a specialization in autism, because when we were looking for help, it was really hard to find that help that really understands the challenges, right? So I wanted to be part of the solution. And I started doing informational interviews. And the second person I talked with said, you know, why do you want to start over and go to school for 4 years? Why don't you just go get some training at AANE and become an autism life coach? And if you had this training, I have clients I could refer you today. And I'm like, wow. Okay. I don't know what any of those words mean. You're going to have to break that down for me. So she explained that she, as a mental health therapist who specialized in autism, had gotten this training. And she said, I just don't have time to do this kind of stuff in therapy with my clients. And so I started looking into it and was like, ooh, I really like this. Like, I think this could be a really good fit. So I kind of stumbled into it accidentally. But once I learned that this was even a thing, I was like, oh, this is a perfect fit, because I can leverage all of that knowledge I acquired in parenting and homeschooling my very multi-exceptional child. And I brought all of that into my coaching. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. And isn't it interesting how those personal experiences kind of figure into what you do? I mean, you wouldn't have known this unless you would have had these experiences. And it's like, okay, so this is kind of what life has dealt me. And so what are the options? What are the opportunities for me? Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I got into it, and I have never done work that was more interesting or gratifying.
Oh, that's
and what I get to do right now. It's such a privilege to have people invite me into their life and join them on that journey. And
that's so cool.
I'm so invested in their success. I just,
and I can hear the
just celebrate
your voice too, that this is really meaningful to you. Tell us what's a typical client look like? What kinds of issues are they dealing with, and how do you help them through those things?
Yeah. So we, it's very broad, surprisingly broad, but I'll try to kind of narrow down some of our typical clients. So we see a lot of clients who have hit a transitional phase in their life where they're not quite making that leap. So the transition from high school to college is really tough for a lot of my clients, or from college to career. Or, you know, I see a lot of clients who go to college and then burn out, and maybe they didn't even know they were autistic, right? They've been deeply masking for so long, but now the demands have outstripped their ability to mask. Mm-hmm. And it's like everything has fallen apart. Yes. And then they're like, oh, I'm autistic. I have some new information here, but now I'm totally burnt out. Mm-hmm. So then they will often come to coaching. We see a lot of adults are discovering later in life that they're autistic, and they're like, wow, now I have this information that explains my whole life, but now I don't know what to do with it. So they may come to coaching because they want to better understand themselves and kind of explore that. So I have a team of 14 coaches. Many are neurodivergent. Some identify as autistic, some identify as just ADHD. And so we kind of have someone for everybody. So depending on what someone is looking to explore in coaching, we typically have somebody who is a good fit. So if you're just trying to explore, what does this autism diagnosis mean? Yeah. And I want to work with someone who's autistic, then we would pair them with a coach who's autistic. Or if they're really struggling with executive functioning skills, like that day-to-day living stuff,
yeah,
then we would pair them with someone who's a rock star in the executive functioning skills realm.
Oh, that's great. Right?
And then a lot of our, a lot of our clients come to us wanting to work on social and communication and relationship issues.
Okay.
So we can offer some really practical coaching on how to make improvements in those areas, if that's their goal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find that, so I'm a psychologist, so I do these evaluations for adults all the time and older teens. And that's the question, is that, okay, I've got this diagnosis, now what? And, you know, they have different issues. It's sort of like, okay, this is, for some of the clients, it's a new, it's a almost like a new identity for them. It's like, okay, I never really
knew that this
is who I was. Now I'm kind of looking at past experiences through this autism lens, and it's like learning who they are all over again. But I think
absolutely
also that part of this is what you were talking about with depends on the client. Some of them are looking to improve social skills, or trying to get a job is a big one too, oftentimes.
Right.
How do you know, you know, you work with these clients, how do you know if they've been helped or if they've been benefited from your services? Like, what are some of the indicators, or what are some of the things that you see them doing at the end that maybe they weren't doing at the beginning when they first started working with you?
Yeah, I love this question. So that's one of the great things about coaching, is that ideally, it's measurable. So at the very beginning, when I work with an adult, we'll try to set up a SMART goal. So in the case of the young adult who was trying to figure out how to use this semester, so the classes, college classes didn't work out, trying to figure out how to be productive during this time, we set a SMART goal of, in 8 weeks, I will have taken and passed one CLEP test.
Okay.
So at the end of 8 weeks, if he has taken and passed a CLEP test, then we have been successful. Okay. And, you know, honestly, sometimes the goals will shift as we're working together. So I will periodically, as we're working together, go back up to the top where we list their big, hairy, audacious goal, their 8-week SMART goal, and maybe some milestones we expect to see along the way. I will ask them, okay, you're talking about this. You want to work on this. Does this relate to your goal? Yes or no?
Okay.
Right? And if yes, okay, we're on the right track. And if no, okay, has your goal changed? You know, so we have a lot of conversation about that. And then ultimately, I tell clients pretty early on in the coaching relationship, you know, look, my goal is not to keep you dependent on me. My goal is to get you to a point where you can become your own best coach.
Oh,
and so
sure.
Over time, they will tell me at a certain point, you know what? I don't think I need to see you every week. Why don't we go every other week? I'll tell them that up front. When the timing is right, you're always in the driver's seat in coaching. When the timing is right, you let me know when it's time to go every other week.
Okay.
And then when they get to the point that every other week feels like too much, I offer them ad hoc coaching. If you've, you know, you can book it. If you've been a client, you can book it ad hoc as you need it. But I will typically see them transitioning out over time.
That's awesome. It's almost like they can't help not to be successful, because you kind of break things down into smaller steps and keep referencing back to, you know, this is kind of where you're going and where you at.
This is what you want. This isn't what I want for you. This isn't what your parents want for you. This is what you said you want for yourself. And they may discover that isn't actually what they want. So another thing I talk about a lot in coaching is there's no shame allowed in coaching. So there's homework after every session. That's something you don't get in therapy, right? Necessarily. Okay. But there's homework after every coaching session. Okay. And I tell them up front, there's no shame allowed. I'm going to ask you what you accomplished and what you didn't accomplish.
Okay.
But if you didn't accomplish something, that tells me one of a few things. Either this isn't actually your goal.
Right.
Early on, that's usually not it. But later down the line, if they're resisting doing the homework, it may be not their goal.
Yep.
Maybe I didn't break it down into a small enough step. Maybe there was a skill that we both have now discovered they didn't have that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sometimes life legitimately gets in the way, but I tell them there's no shame allowed.
Yeah.
Right. But let's talk about why you didn't do this part of the homework so we can figure out how to move forward. So we're going to do more of what works and stop doing what doesn't work.
So you're keeping them very active in this whole process with the homework assignments. So they have to kind of always be working toward the goal. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very active process.
Tell me, because you had just mentioned the parents, how do parents kind of figure into the equation here?
Yeah, so it totally depends. It, you know, I'll give you a few different scenarios.
Okay.
So some of my clients are adults and the parents aren't involved.
Okay.
That's one way.
Yep.
Some of my clients, the client doesn't want their parents' help anymore, or the parent doesn't have the skills to help with the specific thing we're working on. So the parents don't factor into that scenario. I also have scenarios where I'm working with the young adult and I discover that there are ways the parents can very much be part of the process and kind of help speed things up.
Mm-hmm.
And so in those cases, I will ask the young adult, hey, you know, I think that your parents could be part of this process.
Okay.
This is what I would want to teach them about you and how to help you. Would that be helpful? And I've never had a young adult say no to that.
That's what I was wondering. Do you ever get pushback? It's like, I don't want my parents involved in this.
No, I'm very strategic. I'm very strategic about where I would ask to bring a parent in, but it's, you know, it's been pretty obvious when they have that kind of relationship where the parent just literally doesn't know what to do. And with just a little bit of coaching, the parent can be part of the program. Right.
Okay.
And so, but I always get the young adults, permission. Consent. I would never do that without their permission. Right. And so then I would do, you know, maybe 1 to 4 coaching sessions with the parents in separate sessions, not all together typically. All right. So that's another way. So the parents get a little bit of spot coaching and then they can be part of the solution. And then, you know, sometimes I'm coaching the parents full time and the young adult is working with another coach on my team.
Okay.
And everybody is kind of working together, but separately on it. So I'm teaching the parents, you know, how to understand, how to talk so that they engage, how to support, how to set boundaries, and how to give those loving nudges that help their young adult grow. Because a lot of the parents coming to me are just so confused. They're like, I just don't know where to set boundaries.
Sure.
You know, so I might be working on something more comprehensive with the parents. And then the young adult is working separately with one of my team coaches. And then sometimes that young adult is just so stuck. They're just not even willing to engage with coaching. And so in that scenario, I'm just working with parents.
And it's almost like it's a team approach is what you use sometimes when parents are involved. You're involved perhaps with the parents. And maybe there's another member of your team that's working with the client. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can go about doing this. And I'm kind of wondering, do you do any of this online? We refer to it as telehealth.
It's all done telehhealth. Yeah. Not telehealth because we're not licensed, but if there is any, you know, silver lining that came out of the pandemic from my perspective as a coach is that I can work with clients globally and, you know, 99% of the work we do is done over Zoom, just like you and I are talking.
It's really increased
Which I don't think would have been possible Yeah, prior to the pandemic, I don't know that that would have been possible because not everybody was comfortable with, I mean, not everyone is comfortable with Zoom, but more people became comfortable with Zoom because of the pandemic. So that's kind of opened things up for people who do the work that I do.
We have a lot of autistic folks who listen to the podcast or self-identified autistic folks. What are a couple of pieces of advice maybe you have for the autism nation who's listening or watching?
Yeah, sure. I love my clients. I really love my clients. I get so invested in their success, and it just breaks my heart when I can hear and almost see them beating themselves up for their differences. You know, there's a lot of shame.
Yes.
There's a lot of shame to being different. And it breaks my heart because I want every one of my clients to see themselves the way that I see them. So I guess my first piece of advice would be try to stop beating yourself up. Try to stop being so hard on yourself and try to focus on what you naturally do really well. And then let's try to build a life around those strengths.
Yes. I love that much. Yeah.
I would say that. And then, you know, if you're really, really, really struggling with mental health issues, because they're, you know, unfortunately very common.
Sure.
A lot of clients coming to me have said, I'm never going back to mental health therapy. I've had really bad experiences. And I always tell them, look, you know, chances are great that you saw a therapist who was not autism informed, because that's not part of the standard.
Right.
As much as I would love for that to be part of the standard training, it's not, unfortunately. And so I just always recommend that they find an autism informed therapist, mm-hmm. you know, much like yourself,
mm-hmm.
someone who understands. And there's literally no substitute for that type of care. Like coaching mm-hmm. is not in any way a substitute for that type of care.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my last piece of advice might be a little bit self-serving, but you know, a lot of adults don't even know that what I do exists. I didn't know what I do exists, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I would just say, you know, if there's practical things that you're really struggling with that are interfering with your quality of life, so, you know, social communication, relationship skills, executive functioning skills, you know, the ability to get things done,
mm-hmm.
You know, look into life coaching, because that type of help is available and it can just make a world of difference to your quality of life.
And I guess that kind of brings me to my last question very, very neatly, is how can listeners find you if they're interested in getting services with your practice there?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. So I have a really well built website that has tons and tons and tons of information and resources on it. So I would recommend they go to my website, which is thriveautismcoaching.com. And I've got a blog there that has, you know, probably one of the largest collections of information for autistic adults. And resources and how to contact me is through the website. So yeah, I would say come to my website.
Well, that's awesome. I'll make sure and put that in the show notes too, so everybody can just click and go right to that. So, well, thanks for spending time with me today, Patty. This is really awesome. And what you're doing for the autism community is just fantastic. I wish there were more of these services that were available, but I'm so glad to hear that yours are available and that they're accessible online. I mean, that will make things available. And I'm certainly going to let my clients know about your services. And I'm sure that they'll be contacting you in the future. So
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So thanks again. And I hope you have a good rest of the week.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Thanks.